Well, happy International Women's Day to all of you. We're here with several members of Unite HERE who are working this year in particular, but all the time really, to improve the conditions of their workplace in different hotels in the Toronto area. So can we begin with just some introductions, who you are and what hotel you work in and what department? If you want to say a little bit about your job, that'd be cool too.
My name is Sonika Sharma, and I work at the Royal York Toronto. And I work as a mini bar attendant. We have around 1,000 rooms, and each and every single room has a mini bar in it. The little fridge that carries the goodies and the pops and the liquor. So we take care of those items on a daily basis according to the occupancy of the hotel.
First, I must say thank you for inviting us. My name is Karen Dublin, and I'm a room attendant at the Sheraton Center. I've been there for 13 years. We are part of the million workers in Toronto that make $29,000 or less a year. We are a vital part of the Toronto economy. We are the hospitality industry. We're the people that you see first when you come into the hotels. I'm very happy to know that, you know, we matters and that you can invite us here to let, you know, the community and the city of Toronto know the kind of work room attendants do. It's time we be recognized for what we're doing.
My name is Philomena Cañedo. I work at King Edward Hotel for 13 years as a room attendant. Every day, I work 15 rooms. We clean the washroom, put amenities, change the bed sheets, and also doing the bay and vacuuming around. I love my job. Before, the bed are light and the amenities are not that much, but now that the company has changed, it becomes globally, and there is a competition among the companies right now, so they change everything after we had ratified the last contract. The bed has been changed into a big and heavy, which everyone is complaining with back pain, shoulder pain, and everywhere in our body is aching because of this heavy bed. What we are asking to the management is to give us a fair workload. It's so hard. And right now, I am in a modified work because I hurt myself during my work. And now, because I had this injury, they said that since I cannot left the bed anymore, I don't have work to do. So this is really upsetting and disappointing on my side. I've been working there for years. I devoted myself. I did what I have to do, but now they don't give any consideration on me. There are lots of work in the hotel besides doing bed, so why cannot accommodate me? And I am also struggling, not for myself, but also for my coworker who are now suffering from this repetitive injury. So what we are asking is a fair workload from our employer.
Thank you for coming in, all of you, to talk about your stories and your struggles in your workplace. Can either of you also, Karen or Sonika, comment on the work conditions that you are dealing with right now and anything you would like to see changed?
I would like to see a reduction in the workload. Why is it someone has to do 16 rooms and 32 beds? 16 rooms with 30 beds is very, very difficult. Everyone I know that's doing that has a pain. The beds are too heavy, and it's very difficult. Imagine doing that for 20, 25, 33 years. It's difficult.
So we're talking about these huge beds that are advertised by the hotels now as being super comfortable for the clients. And this is something new. This has only come in the past few years.
Yeah, it's a new concept.
Yes, they just brought those beds in, and they're advertising the bed at the expense of the workers. They're breaking the ladies' back. The ladies can hardly move at the end of the day. The bed is heavy, the duvet is heavy, the bed skirt is light. Nobody listens to us. And I think this is our chance to get their attention. So that's why we like to invite everyone in the community and in the city to join us in our struggle. We just want to matter. We just want to be recognized as workers. We want to be compensated fairly. Not because we're hotel workers. And most 80% of in the industry are immigrants. And I think that we should be treated more fairly.
And Sonika, would you like to comment on this as well?
I absolutely agree with Karen and Philomena that working doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice your health. I mean, working at the cost of your health is not work, it's slavery. There are lots of workers in the hospitality industry who get injured in the work, and the employer is not trying to accommodate those employees, whereas they can actually be trained in some other department, or they can be upgraded with their computer skills, or they can be trained to do something else which is more fitting with their capabilities or with their age. They should be given more opportunities to grow in the industry.
What kind of opportunities exist currently within the hotels?
Not very much, but my concern is we just want to be matter. Most of us, we pay our rent and there's nothing left. We pay our rent and our mortgages, and we just live from paycheck to paycheck. Most hotel workers has two jobs. They can't be at home with their kids to go to the parent-teachers meeting to see what their kids are doing in the evening. We're talking about violence in their community. If I'm at home with my child at 7 in the evening, I will know what my child is doing at 8, 9, and 10. So I think that part of our fight this time is that we want to be compensated fairly, and we must be paid what we deserve, so that when we paid our mortgage, we must still have something there so that we can live comfortable.
What is the compensation? What are the salaries and benefits like in the industry for people who are working in the departments that you're working in?
Well, at this point, the money that we get is not even decent. And how can somebody think of living on that amount? Whereas if we compare to the managers and the owners, when they retire, they have a lifelong membership in the hotel. And we are talking about just basics. So in my opinion, this industry still has to explore a lot of areas in which they have to improve. Toronto is a totally hospitality and tourism industry. It is surviving on these two industries. When the industry is booming, why the employees are suffering? Why are not they getting enough out of it?
So you're talking about a sort of a different way of looking at the whole industry as one that employs a lot of people, brings in a lot of money, mm-hmm. and which should be looking after all its employees in a more fair way.
That's right. See, this industry employs 80 to 90% of immigrants. And the statistics in Toronto, in Canada, shows that the people living below the poverty line or the people who are going towards poverty are immigrants. So what does that show? Like, there is a connectivity there.
Yes, most of the room attendants now are immigrants from Asia, from South Africa, and
South America.
And our employer receives millions at the end of the year, whereas it's only one-tenth of their salary, and we are the backbone of this hotel. they grow because of our hard work. So we deserve also some fair share to what the company is getting.
I think it's time they understand that the managers can stay home and the work will still go on. If we stay home, there's nothing doing. We are the ones who run these hotels. My managers have nothing to do with this. They put pressure on the managers and they pressure us. But I think that we deserve to be compensated fairly. A reduction of workload and a good health and welfare package. That's what I think we deserve.
Can you talk a little bit about the companies that own your hotels? I know that you're involved with the union activities, and so there's been a lot of research done now into, you know, the kinds of profits that they're bringing in, the increasing globalization of the industry. Can any of you comment on what you've learned through your involvement with the union about your employer?
Our employer is Starwood. They're based out of White Plains, New York. I think they own over 500 hotels now. So they're doing well, very well.
Royal New York is a Fairmont property, which has recently been bought by the Prince of Saudi Arabia. So we are very much a global company now, right from Singapore to New York, Chicago, and properties in Canada. Definitely, we are one of the most growing and profitable company at this time. In those regards, I think the people working in the Fairmont industry should also be growing and advancing.
Our union has a movement. Since this corporation is growing from North America, going to Europe, then our union has also a plan for us in order to expand. So our union had this, citywide negotiation, wherein 22 hotels from our union had an expiring date by this year 2006. And not only that, the other hotels that belong to our union also line up for their expiration date. That is 10 cities in North America, so that we will all be together fighting what is right for us to raise the standard of living for all hotel workers.
We're here at CKLN speaking with Karen Dublin, Philomena Canedo, and Sonika Sharma, who are all members of Unite HERE and are all working to improve their conditions of work and compensation at different hotels in the Toronto area. Philomena, so you brought up the campaign that your union is launching this year when workers all over North America are going to be negotiating contracts at the same time. Can you talk about what you hope to achieve this year at your hotel?
What we are hoping to achieve is to raise the standard of living, to have a good wages, better benefit, and also a comfortable retirement, because most of our coworkers are retiring and we don't want to retire for nothing. We've been working in the hotel for years. There are some work for 30 years or 20 years, but at the end, there's nothing, because we, as Karen said, we live check by check. So we want something that after we retire, there is something that we could use for our daily life.
You work at the King Edward. What's the timeline on this? When is your contract coming up? What are you in negotiations right now?
To tell you the truth, our contract already expired by the end of January, and we don't have contract. But we hope that anytime the employer will come forward and said they will ready to negotiate, and we are also ready. But we want to open this to the community. We want the community to know that we are negotiating for a contract, not just for my hotel, but the entire cities, including Sheraton, where Karen is working. And because Royal York had already had their contract, and we knew that Royal York has a very good contract for our co-workers there. So we want that. They got a very good package. One of those is the MetroPass. And you know, MetroPass now is becoming expensive. So we want also our employer to subsidize our MetroPass. So because some of us are coming from outside Toronto, and that is double pay.
Sonika, you work at the Royal York, and I'm going to ask you in a minute about that process and how you won the contract that you have right now. But first, Karen, at the Sheraton Center, what are the key things on the table, and what's the timeline at your hotel?
What my union has learned and what we have learned, that we cannot take on these corporations one hotel at a time. In Starwood, they only have, I think, 25% of the hotels are unionized. And we're trying to get our language in there that we must be able to unionize other Starwood hotel so that we will be able to use our leverage. Because you can only achieve things when you have the power. Our contract is expired, but we're not in negotiations as yet until we're going to be there on the 20th of this month. But we would like to achieve what Royal York has and more, because we deserve it. We deserve it.
One quick question for you. What's the difference between the conditions and the compensation at the unionized hotels and the non-unionized hotels?
Well, the working conditions for the non-unionized employees are even worse in the hospitality industry. Because of union, we have a voice to disagree to the amount of work they ask us to do. But in non-unionized properties, those people are working like slaves, basically. And I should say that we in the hospitality industry, we all are working towards the goal of getting all the workers, be it unionized or unionized, to come under one single umbrella and fight for the right of justice, for the upliftment of this industry workers.
Yes, we believe that for the non-union workers, there is no control of the workforce. That what I mean is that there is no quota for their rooms that they are going to do. If they were given 18 to 20, they are supposed to do that in 8 hours. But if you are in the union, you have the contract. We have the contract that will protect our rights. So that is how we negotiate for the workload.
And Sonika, so talk about the negotiation process that you went through at the Royal York and what you gained by it. That was at the end of last year, right?
That's right. We had our contract by December, actually, 2005. And it was a long process, though. It started in somewhere August 2005. And it was a very difficult, tough fight that we had to put up with. And without any doubt, saying that we had the support of all the workers from all the hotels across Toronto. They were with us, members of the union. The brothers and sisters came together every single time when they had to show this unity of the strength of the workers fighting for this right. It wasn't that only Fairmont workers or Royal York workers are demanding this contract. It was like the whole city of workers were demanding this because Royal York has been setting up standards. Actually, I'm proud to say that Royal York has been putting up a standard for the workers, and we expect the same, or I should say even more, from all the hotels across Toronto. And we had the support from all over North America. We were we had visitors from Chicago, from Boston, New York, and it was a great experience. Actually, there was actually a very particular incident during one of the negotiations that the negotiator from the hotel, he made a comment about the room attendants that it's not the work which is so hard, it's the ladies are having a poor health, it's because they bear babies. And that was unbelievable. It was a shame, a total insult. And you don't expect that kind of comment from a person whom you look up to as your employer. You think that you have some expectation that this person will have some respect for us, but it was outrageous. But then in the end, we won, and they had to swallow each and every word they said and give us our rights.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an ongoing fight. It's not the only contract that we were looking for. We are looking for much and beyond that. Mm-hmm.
Can you say a few words about how you want the communities to support you? What would help people who are listening right now to this interview? What are you asking them to do?
First, they can join us at International Women's Day. We're going to turn out and march on International Women's Day on Saturday, March 11th at 252 Bloor Street West at St. George Subway Station. We're going to start there. And we want to let them know that if they're going to do business with these hotels over the next coming months, just keep an eye out for us, because we're going to negotiate. Because we just want to be able to make a decent living. We want to be able to pay our mortgages and still be able to survive. We want, we pay our bills and go take our kids to the movies and do something. Not we live from paycheck to paycheck and that's all. We want to be able to enjoy the life that we think, the things that we are working for, not only to work and pay bills, but we must be able to have something there for us. We just want to matter. We just want to matter to these people. And we just want to be able to live comfortable. So that's what I'm saying. Just call them. Call my hotel. Tell them to treat us fairly.
Maybe we'll give some phone numbers out at the end of the interview. Okay. Do you have a comment, Philomena?
Yes, I do. For the community out there, we knew that there are lots of people who are listening, and there are also lots of leaders and associations who are also having their meetings. Like last Saturday, I was invited to the NDP Women's Caucus to speak about the hotel workers, and I did. And they were so amazed and surprised about the workload when I told them how difficult it is. And they are happy to join us at this International Women's Day parade to support us to our campaign.
And I would also like to add here that it's also very important to support those hotels which are unionized, who recognize the unionized employees. So next time, if you ever have a party or your company is arranging some function, or you are going to have a stay over at one of the hotels, then please make sure that it is a unionized property where you can promote the business of a place which is unionized and who respect the employees or who respect the union as an organization.
When we were talking earlier, you were talking about who's working in these hotels and the fact that 90% of the people who are working in the hotels are immigrants to Canada, right? when you came to Canada, what did you expect, and have you felt that you've been able to contribute the skills that you have to the Canadian society, or have you been frustrated in that?
When we are not treated fairly by our employer, we feel that we came from our respective countries to Canada, hoping that we'll achieve those things which we were not getting in our countries. And it is another pain that you go through, that you are not being recognized for your skills, for your education, for your for all the contributions that you can actually do to the society. And rather you're going through the poverty and a struggle to survive. So yes, indeed, it's another issue of immigrants not getting their recognition. And to be very honest, besides hotel industry employing maximum immigrants, it's also employing maximum immigrant women. So it is really very important for all of us to come out on the International Women's Day and join this parade and recognize the efforts and recognize the women as a homemaker plus a person who is going out of her house and trying to make a living.
You know, we are immigrants who come here hoping to have a good living condition. Most of us have skills. Most of us are professional, as I say. For myself, I work as a teacher in our country. And when I come here to Canada, I was hoping to get that degree here too. But then when I go on the process, what the government wants me to do, I have to start from the basic. I have to study again what the curriculum they are asking, and that I cannot do because I have my family back home to support them. So I need a job. So I end up become a room attendant. But I love being a room attendant as long as my employer were treated me fairly.
First, the most ridiculous thing you hear when you go, they say you have to have Canadian experience. Nobody's willing to give you that experience, but that's the first thing they ask you when you come to this country. Do you have Canadian experience? Where would I get that from? And I've just arrived here. It's very frustrating. It's difficult. It's a very, very difficult subject for us to get into because, you know, before I came here, I was a nurse. And now I'm a room attendant. It's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Ask most of the workers in the hotel what they used to do before they get there. They are well educated. But you have to start from the bottom. You have to pay your rent. So there's where the hotel comes in. Just put some money in a fund for us that we can go to school. We can upgrade our skills. And it would make a huge difference in our lives.
Well, I really want to thank you all for coming in. I think what you have to say is really important, not just for the hotel industry, but for, you know, all the social policies of the country and how the economy is organized, because it's true that all that you have to, you know, that you have to contribute isn't being used, isn't being welcomed, and it's a terrible waste. It's a terrible waste.
Thank you for inviting us. It really means a lot.
And we will encourage our listeners to join you on International Women's Day in the march and the rally.
Sure. And we hotel workers will be right in front of the rally. So please do join us and feel free to come with us to our hotels and talk to our managers. And from there we'll go as one.